Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Year of Goddess Magic. This is your March practice update for 30 Days of Goddess. Welcome to March. The theme for this month is emerge. And it is now that we lean toward what we yearn for. May we have strong roots. May we know soft places of growth and change. May we trust ourselves, the longing and the blooming, the patience and the work. So this month's resources are embedded for you right here in the same newsletter where you are listening to this audio. So you have a set of black and white mini cards for March. This is for Book of Magic days. So there is one card for each day of the month. You also have, if you prefer a month, or well, if you want, you can use them all together. Everything I do is designed to be used together, but you can also use the pieces independently. So the March snapshot set is also available for you, and you can use that just to frame your overall monthly practice. So the dated everyday cards are perfect for daily practice inspiration and guidance. And then the snapshots card set is perfect for monthly anchoring, rooting, returning, and keeping that card on your altar or by your computer or putting it in the front of your journal or keeping it by your bed somewhere that you can use it as a reminder again and again. So those things are available to you. And then, of course, the mini word set for the mini word set as well for this, for March's words. The words, I will remind you, are all new for this year. And so the word graphics are new. The books, the spiral bound books on Lulu are still 100% usable, but the word lists in those have not been updated. So you would just have to print out the word list and paste it on over there or hand write the words in yourself or use the old words together. I'm finding it really fulfilling over the last 2 years to use two words every single day. Maybe that sounds like it's too much. For me, I've actually found it has opened the door into different explorations to consider two words together instead of just one at a time. So I have the word that's as it's written on the word list, and then I have a new word that last year I drew them intuitively from a deck. This year I'm drawing them intentionally from a full set, a week by week set of words that I made to create a full year of practice, and then I sort them into thematic weeks. And so I've been using those words. Those are kind of a secret word list. Now the cat's out of the bag, but that's been kind of a secret word list that I've been working from this year as well, which will then become a public word list in 2027. So essentially what I'm writing right now are things that I'm planning to then use with everyone in 2027. So I'm doing 2027's writing as I go right now. So a little reminder, a little poem for March, a reminder about the energy, the transition of emergence, the transition from February into March. As March dawns and we feel whispers of spring begin to tickle at the edges of the land, winter reemerges to trail her cool fingers across our skin and remind us not to leap too far too fast into the sunshine we've been seeking. It is wise to be alert for frost, to remember how ideas chill and recede if pushed too rapidly into rising. It is threshold time, and we are invited to pause at the doorway, considering our next direction. We carry the seed dreams of Imolc nestled close to our chests. We have rekindled the flame of purpose and tuned our ears to the call of desire. Yet still, we pause before stepping forward. A time of both clarity and restoration is at hand. Let us be patient with ourselves as we sense where it leads. We keep one foot in winter's quiet, looking behind us to celebrate where we've been and what we've learned from our time in the cave. We extend one foot across the threshold, sensing warmth begin to settle into the roots. We reconnect and recommit. We remember and reclaim. We are gentle with ourselves as we move at the pace of unfolding, taking our own time, taking our own time. So a brief reminder that the Goddess Magic Mystery School community on Patreon offers a daily experience in seasonal magic, living your magic in everyday enchantment with weekly live community practices and daily inspiration. So feel free to join us over there. Some of you will already be listening to this audio right there. And so if you are already a member of the Patreon, thank you so much for being part of the Goddess Magic Mystery School. And if you are not, I do welcome you to join me for an increased connection increased connection, community, and sacred experiencing. Okay, so a reminder that we are simplifying and streamlining our practices this year. So instead of doing videos at the beginning of the month, I am doing these simple audio updates and including the Herbal Ally for the month video. And then we are doing live community activations as part of the Goddess Magic Mystery School on Patreon, though those are open to anybody, free members, paid members, anyone who wants to join at any level can participate in the live community activations. So Marches is taking place on March 2nd at 3 p.m. As I've shared before, this is a very low-pressure way to participate in a live event since I am the only person who is on camera. Everyone else participates via chat. And so it's very low pressure, but still gives you a really great and wonderful sense of community connection. And so some thoughts on the power of daily practice from the newsletter. And this is something I wrote a couple of years ago, really about 30 Days of Goddess in a nutshell. And I've toyed with changing things about 30 Days of Goddess or changing, you know, I'm doing Book of Magic Days content this year as a supplement. But at the heart, 30 Days of Goddess really is an encapsulation or a crystallization of really everything that I do or share or have worked on or taught or created over over 12 years of writing and teaching and sharing. And 30 Days of Goddess really is the nutshell or it's not the nutshell, but it's the distillation. It's the distillation of everything. So I cannot leave it behind because it's the distillation of everything. What I want to leave behind is feeling like I have to make 30 days worth of content for everybody every single day for the rest of my life. That's what I want to let go of. But the practice itself is really the essence of kind of what I'm here for, what I'm here to create and share. So 30 Days of Goddess in a nutshell. The process is showing up, the practice is noticing, the promise is presence, and the outcome is trust in the sacred and in yourself. And so you may recognize this section because it made it into a book, it made it into Return or to 365 or something, but as I wrote, it was originally part of this newsletter, and we can transform our lives through devotional practice. I wholeheartedly believe this is true. In devotional practice, we feel our whole selves become more present, more intentional, more aligned, more calm, more content as we prioritize dialoguing with divinity and sinking into the sacred. This is a process of deepening and unfolding, of listening and responding, a pathway of self-trust and connection, a threshold into enchantment, an invitation into magic, a doorway into belonging. I am awed at this power, touched by this miracle, and transformed by the simple and sacred practice of noticing. In truth, daily practice is a process and a pathway of casting off distractions, of shedding disconnection, and stepping into life herself, heart, hands, and eyes open, inhabiting our own inherent wholeness and extending our senses outward until we touch the infinite and feel her reaching back. This is the life force that runs through all things, and we can enter into it, a living stream of wisdom, connection, inspiration, and discovery. There is so much that tugs at us for time. May we hold ordinary moments holy, space where breath and sunshine, leaf and wing merge into the tapestry of life's unfolding beauty. The world spins without us trying. Hold on. You will also find the Herbal Ally video of the month embedded below. This newsletter is actually coming out one day before that video publishes, so it will become live soon. But if you are reading this on the day that the newsletter comes out, it's going to predate the video's availability by just a tiny bit. A quick reminder that our live Simple and Sacred virtual circle is typically offered on the second Friday of the month, and so that is true for March as well. You will get an email reminder 2 hours before the circle begins. It's going to have a spring equinox Ostara theme. Live circles are open to anyone on the 30 Days of Goddess mailing list, and then replays are available for the Patreon community only. So we do have a new word list. It is included for you below, as well as the snapshot cards. So thank you so much for being here, and this is a very quick little reminder to close. Just your hand against your heart can be a doorway to the sacred, a portal into presence, a threshold of returning. Thank you so much for being here. Keep living your magic, everybody. Bye-bye.